Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. Business owners in San Francisco's Chinatown say customers are staying away because they're scared of COVID-19. As KCBS's Kathy Novak reports, a high-profile visitor dropped in today to show support.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had heard Chinatown businesses were struggling, so she said it was urgent that she visit.
You should come to Chinatown. Precautions have been taken by our city. We know that there is a concern about tourism traveling all throughout the world, but we think it's very safe to be in Chinatown and hope that others will come.
She says it doesn't make sense that people are staying away because of fears of COVID-19. Asked if she'd approve a request for emergency funds to deal with the virus if the president asks.
Well, we'll see. Well, they've just cut about 1.3, something like that, billion out of the Center for Disease Control. So I don't know if that's enough, but let's see what the purpose is. Prevention. We want people to be concerned and vigilant. However, we don't want them to be afraid.
She wants people to follow her lead and enjoy some dim sum. In San Francisco's Chinatown, Kathy Novak, KCBS.
The Chronicle reporting today that the defense attorney for the man accused of murdering Nia Wilson at a BART station was allegedly assaulted on her way into court today. Deputy District Attorney Butch Ford says that Christina Moore, a public defender representing John Lee Cal, claimed someone tried to assault her and she was able to take a picture of the person. The Alameda County Public Defender's Office would not comment on the alleged incident because it was unclear when and where it happened. Cal has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in the stabbing that killed 18-year-old Nia Wilson in 2018.
Parents of students at Oakland's McClymonds High School were told during a meeting today that their children will report to other school campuses beginning tomorrow. Comes after the school was closed for air sample testing in the wake of the discovery of a toxic chemical found in groundwater under the campus. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports preliminary air tests found no evidence of the substance.
The news that so far the air inside McClymonds appears safe from vapors from the toxin TCE was no consolation to Tamara Brooks.
I have a senior there, so I'm confused, you know. And then I went into the meeting, and they didn't even have we were asking them a question. They don't even have an answer to it.
Oakland Unified School District leaders told dozens of parents that the final results of samples taken this weekend won't be ready until week's end. Beginning Tuesday, students are to report to other schools as follows. Ninth graders to Ralph Bunch School, 10th and 11th graders to West Oakland Middle, and seniors to Westlake Junior High. District spokesperson John Sasaki.
There's no doubt that you provide information like this, especially about something as important as children's health, it's going to bring up a lot of questions. And certainly we're doing everything we can, along with the city, the county, and the state, to answer all their questions.
Sasaki says deadlines for classwork will be extended. Some students will go on class trips tomorrow, including to Chase Center in San Francisco. In Oakland, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
PG&E taking another hit. The Sacramento Bee reports that PG&E has fired a company that was helping it clean up the town of Paradise. This comes after the utility discovered it was being overcharged and two of its supervisors were being bribed, allegedly. PG&E chief executive Bill Johnson said in a memo that the two employees are no longer with the company. Johnson said that PG&E has ended its contracts with Bay Area Concrete Recycling, which was hauling campfire debris from Paradise. A preliminary in-house investigation said that the allegations of overbilling and the payoffs of large sums of money and gifts did in fact happen.
A former employee is suing a Michelin-starred restaurant in San Francisco. KCBS reporter Melissa Colross has details of what the suit claims about food storage at seafood restaurant Angler.
In the restaurant business, cleanliness needs to be a top priority. So says Chef Richie Nakano, who does restaurant industry relations for Chef's Feed.
The restaurant should be cleaned multiple times a day, and the way you store food is very important because, unfortunately, there are a lot of rodents in this town.
San Francisco seafood restaurant Angler is being sued by its former culinary director, Jonathan DeWolf. The suit claims food was stored in an unfinished basement that wasn't sealed properly to keep out rodents and wasn't cleaned regularly, and that DeWolf was fired last month after bringing up these concerns. Angler has a Michelin star, and while Nakano can't speak to the suit, he says a star is an indication that a business holds itself to high standards.
It's a big deal to get a Michelin star, and it's not an easy thing to get. And definitely when Michelin comes to inspect the restaurant, cleanliness is a huge part of that. So it means you've done a lot right to get a Michelin star.
KCBS has reached out to Cezanne Hospitality, the owner of Angler, for comment. In a statement sent to the East Bay Times, the company vehemently denies the allegations. Melissa Colross, KCBS.
People with restraining orders are not allowed to possess guns, but KCBS's Mike Colgan says there has been a lack of enforcement in Santa Clara County.
About 10,000 people here are violating their court order, 3,000 with domestic violence restraining orders. DA Melissa McQuone says that's resulted in a lot of increased criminal activity.
In San Jose in the last 10 years, aggravated assaults with a firearm have more than doubled. Robberies with a firearm have more than doubled, and we are outpacing the rest of the state in this regard. So this is really an acknowledgement of the urgency of gun violence by the Board of Supervisors and by the DA's office to get us all to collaborate to go get those that are armed and dangerous.
Santa Clara County Supervisor Cindy Chavez says a five-member enforcement team is being formed to address the problem.
We want to make sure that when somebody leaves a person who they're fearful of and is violent, that they don't have firearms so that we can protect the family that's fled.
The Board of Supervisors is expected to approve the plan on Tuesday. The Silicon Valley Bureau, Mike Colgan, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.